Blog Talk Radio.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
I believe, amen, and I believe today things are going to get better, amen. Why? Because we're still here in the land of the living. We still have an opportunity to give God some glory. We still have an opportunity to repent. We still have an opportunity to share this gospel with someone. Amen. Once again, we welcome you to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries, where we are empowering souls for destiny. Amen. And I say that with all conviction of spirit. Amen. Where we are speaking a word, a rhema word, something fresh. Amen. Something that the Lord have dealt with us on, and we're delivering it to you. That's all we are. We're messengers of Jesus Christ. Amen. So once again, we thank you for tuning in. Amen. Again, this is another Friday. Amen. And we're excited about what God is doing. Amen. We have had the women and men of God this week to share what was on their heart. Amen. And I tell you, we have had a glorious time on this line. I think about on Wednesday when our minister Democrat preached under the influence. Amen. And it just trickled down. It carried over till yesterday. And Minister Caldwell talked about remembering the things of God. Amen. And we have another one, mighty woman of God, that's with us today, one that has been faithful and has been a supporter of this ministry. And we just really thank God for her. Amen. We like to say once again, praise the Lord to our co-host, Sister Ruby Larry. Amen. We're just so happy to have her at the helm and opening up for us. It is such a blessing to be able to have faithful people in your life. And we truly thank God for that. We don't take it lightly. Amen. I was thinking as that song playing in Psalm 27, it says, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. That's Psalm 27:13. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I'm here to share with you today that, guess what? There's still some goodness in the land. Everything is not evil. Everything is not wicked. Everything is not contaminated. Amen. All you have to do is stay focused, stay grounded, and stay in the Word of God. I tell you, the Bible said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and truly he will direct our path. Amen. Once again, we thank each and every one of you all that have supported us with the Father-Daughter Talk Conference that will be held in about 2 weeks now. Amen. We thank God for that, and we're just looking for God to move in that conference. Continue to pray for Pastor Blake. Amen. And that souls will come into the kingdom and that lives would be transformed. Amen. Also remember our upcoming citywide crusade and ministry launch that will take place here in New Orleans, Louisiana on September the 4th, 5th, and 6th. So we're excited about that. Amen. And in a week or so, we'll have the material where you'll be able to see who's there and see what we're doing here during that time. Amen. So with no further ado, we're going to get right on in to our broadcast today. We see quite a few on the line. Amen. We're going to ask if Sister Ruby would open up the line and see if Sister T can open up with the word of prayer. And then we're going to get right on in and let the woman of God come forth and minister to us what the Lord has put in her spirit on today. Sister T, are you able to open up with the word of prayer?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Father God, we come openly and honestly to the throne of praise just to give you grace and mercy, Father God, to thank you for another day, Father. I thank you for another day that we can just get it right today, Father. Father, we just ask you to cover the speaker on the line today, Father. Give her what to say and how to say it, Father God. In the name of Jesus, minister to your people. Father God, we just lift up the broadcasting you today. Let no flesh glorify in its sight, Father God. We lift up the founder and host today, Father God, that you continue to cover her in your blood. Meet every last one of her needs, Father God. Father God, we thank you for what you're doing on this line. You're transforming people's lives today, Father. And we know there is a rhema word from heaven. We lift up Mother Ruby to you today, Father. And we thank you for her labor of love. It's truly not in vain, Father God. We ask you to touch the people that come on this line today, Father. Use them. Use them for your own glory, Father God, that we get the spoken word that comes forth from today, and we use it and apply it in our daily lives, Father God. Father God, we just thank you, and we give you honor and praise and glory, because this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, Father. Father, we just ask you to cover us on today, cover our families, our finances, our health, our strength, and anything that we might be facing, Father. Today we lay it at the altar, at your feet, Father. Father, we just ask you to use us for your own glory, that we can be a light that shines, that people can look at us and know there is a Christ, and they can ask, what must I do to be saved, Father? So we just thank you for today, and let your word go forth on today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God knows what he thinks. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister T. We just want to acknowledge some of you all that's on the line. Sometime you have to hang up. And we never get an opportunity to acknowledge you, so we want to acknowledge you. In case you have to hang up before the completion of the broadcast, amen, we see our speaker from yesterday with that awesome word, remembering the things of God, Elder Caldwell. We thank God for you today. We see Sister Albertine on the line. Again, Sister T, pray for us. Sister Amy, amen, we want to continue to pray for her friend Carrie and Amanda Hinton. We want to continue to pray for those young ladies that was in that car accident. So we see her on the line. We're just so happy to have her with us. Amen. We see Sister Leslie on the line, Sister Leslie Priest on the line. And then we see two other unknown numbers that we're not familiar with. Let's just open up the line and see who they are. Area code 404. The last four of your number is 5213. Can you greet us?
Hey, how are y'all?
Praise the Lord. Who am I speaking with?
I'm Lorena.
Elena?
Lorena.
Urena?
Rainy. Yes, Rainy.
Amen. God bless you. Who invited you to come on the line?
I saw it on Facebook.
Oh, okay. Are you one of our friends?
No, I saw somebody tag Reverend Blake's.
Okay, on Reverend Blake's page. Okay, okay. Well, God bless you. You can friend us on Facebook. Look for me at Adrian Benoit, New Destiny Ministries. We're so thankful for you tuning in with us today.
Okay.
All right, all right. Stay tuned. God has a word just for you. Amen, amen. We see area code 510. The last four of your number is 8255. Can you greet us, caller?
Hi, I'm Ashley.
Hi, Ashley. Thank you for tuning in. Who invited you to tune in?
Leslie.
Leslie, all right. One thing about Leslie. You know she's a power of Sister T and her mother, Pastor Beatrice, because she will witness and she will invite people on. Well, God bless you, Ashley. So good to have you with us on today. Stay tuned. God has a word just for you. Amen. God bless you, Amy, and everyone else. Let me see. Area code 720. Amen. The last four of your number is 9249. Can you greet us?
Okay. Minister Tillman in Denver.
Amen. You're tricking me with this number, Minister Tillman. God bless you. This
bless
is
you.
Minister Tillman, one of our dear friends out of Denver, Colorado, Hedges and Highway and Hedges Ministry. So good to see you on the line, Minister Tillman.
All right. God bless.
God bless. Did you have anything you'd like to say to us before we get into the word?
Well, God is good all the time.
All right.
All the time. Good. No matter what it looks like, God is good. My God.
All right.
Tell
all right.
Today.
Well, we certainly thank God for you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank God for you, Minister Tillman, Ashley, and Arena. God bless you all. We're going to get right on into the word. So with no further ado, we want to bring up our speaker. Again, this woman of God is faithful. She's a prayer warrior. She's a woman that loved the Lord. She's a woman that has given herself to fasting and praying, and we're just so excited. She hosts her own prayer line Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. She hails out of Jacksonville, North Carolina, and we're just so excited. Anytime we can hear a word from the woman of God, we're excited about it. So with no further ado, we'd like to present to some and introduce others our speaker of the hour, Prophetess Darlene Davis. God bless you, Prophetess Darlene.
God bless you. Good afternoon. God bless everyone. I truly give honor to God. I thank God. Hallelujah. I thank God this afternoon. Hallelujah. Because I know God is doing something. Hallelujah. On this line, I give honor to the Most High God. I give honor to Evangelist Adrian Bernard. I give honor to Sister Ruby. I give honor to each and every one in their designated places, each and every caller, each and every visitor that's on today. I just want to say hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. I thank God because He is a good God. I thank God also for Sister T giving the prayer. I can feel the power of the anointed on the prayer. Mm. Hallelujah. I can feel God moving. So I just thank God for what He's going to do. Hallelujah. And we have had a time on this week. Hallelujah. So I'm looking for God to do even greater on today, not because of me, but because of who He is. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I just want to take a minute, if it's all right with y'all, just to worship Him because He's been so good to me. Hallelujah. When I look back over my life, hallelujah, my soul cries out, hallelujah, because I thank God for saving me. Hallelujah. Because I could have been dead. I could have been in a mental institution, but I'm here. So I'm here. Hallelujah. No cause of the devil, no cause of people, but because of God. So I might as well praise Him while I'm here. I might as well lift Him up. Hallelujah. Because He's just that good. Hallelujah. Is He good to anybody out there this afternoon? Hallelujah. Because I know you've been through the storm. I know you've been through the rain. I know you've been through something. Hallelujah. But God is still moving. He's still moving on our behalf. So hallelujah. So we might as well give Him the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just want to take a second to thank Him. Hallelujah. Because we're going to be talking about love on today. And just because I love Him, I want to take this minute to say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hey.
I want to take this minute to say, I love you, God. I need you. Have anybody ever been in love? I'm sure you have. But it's nothing like the love of Jesus. Hallelujah. I love Him more and more, Evangelist Bernard, each day. Hallelujah. I'm falling in love with Him even more. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Fall in love with Jesus. You forget about your flesh, Sister T. You
come
forget
on.
About everything. Somebody can relate to what I'm saying right now. Hallelujah. You begin to fall in love with Jesus. Hallelujah. It is the best thing that ever happened to me. Hallelujah.
Mm.
I don't know about you. You know, falling in love with Joe Bob and all those others that you might be in love with or fell in love with might have been the best thing to, for you. But falling in love with Jesus. Hallelujah. You know what I mean? Jesus was the best thing, hallelujah, to me. Hallelujah.
Oh,
you say, why is this woman hollering? Because I'm in love with Jesus. And you know, in the natural, you've been in love with somebody and that man or that woman may want to make you holler. Jesus make me holler. I love Him just like that. He's good to me just like that. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He was better. Hallelujah. And that's why I love Him today. Hallelujah. And I magnify Him. I just lift my hand. Somebody wave your hand right now. Somebody lift your
Lord.
Hand. Somebody just worship God. Somebody just lift them up. Hallelujah. You might not know Him like that. Hallelujah. But just praise Him anyway. Because He's going to fall fresh on this line. He's going to do something good on this line.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
And we just
hallelujah.
Go on the court and lift Him up. Hallelujah. So I don't want to get drunk. The man of God talked about being intoxicated. I don't want to be drunk tonight, but this afternoon by myself. I don't want to be intoxicated by myself. I want to know in a spiritual realm. I'm talking about a spiritual drink. I'm not talking about a natural drink. I'm talking about a spiritual drink. And I'm hooked on Jesus. I'm hooked on that drink.
tongue of Jesus. There's nothing like the name of Jesus. When I call on the name of Jesus, every knee has to bow, every tongue has to confess that he is Lord. I love him like that. Hallelujah. And I'm getting high right now just thinking about
him. Come on.
I'm going up just thinking about him. Avengers, Benoit, hallelujah. I know you can relate what I'm talking about. I'm going up right now just thinking about how good he is. Talking about love on today. That's what I'm going to be talking about. The love. Hallelujah. We're going to talk about love. Hallelujah. There's nothing like the love of Jesus. Hallelujah, when you forsake yourself. Hallelujah, when you forget about everything. Hallelujah, and everyone around you at times, and just begin to think about the goodness of Jesus. Just begin to think about what God is doing. Hallelujah. Sometimes I'm alone, but then I realize I'm really not alone because Jesus is with me. Hallelujah. And so I feel his presence. Hallelujah, even now. So I thank God for this week. It has been a powerful week. I thank God for the men of God that brought forth the word on yesterday. I thank God for what God is doing, what God is going to do. I thank God for another opportunity, and this is truly a blessing for me to have this opportunity, because if you knew where I came from, you would say, yes, God, he loves God, and God loves her. Hallelujah. Because, when I look back over my life, hallelujah, I could have been dead when I took those pills and nothing happened. Hallelujah. I was still here. Hallelujah. Here, because, see, for such a time as this, God knew this day was coming. Hallelujah. And he loved me. Hallelujah. So I just thank God on today for his love. We're going to be talking about love. And I'm not going to be at one particular chapter, but God gave me this a while back, and I kept saying, when, God, when? And it was saying some things that I had to let go and some things I had to get delivered from and some things before I could speak on it. So he finally released me on today. And so I'm just looking for God to have his way. Hallelujah. That all right with anybody. Hallelujah. Just come and flow with me. Hallelujah. Let God move on your behalf, because somebody needs God today. Somebody been through something. Somebody been through a storm. Somebody been through a trial. Somebody been through some things this week, last week, the week before, and they need a word from the Lord. So we asking God to give us a word. Hallelujah. A rhema word. Hallelujah. So God gave me love. Hallelujah. And love, the definition of love, is a feeling of a strong personal attachment. That's one of the definitions. And another definition is a passionate affection for one of the opposite sex. You know, as I begin to think about love, I begin to think about how sometimes we have all fell in love. Sometimes we fell in love with the wrong person. Sometimes we thought we were in love. And sometimes, you know, we didn't understand, you know, love, and we thought we did, but it's nothing like the love of Jesus. And I'm going to be talking about the love of Jesus, but I'm also going to be talking about in the natural before I go into the spirit. And I begin to think about some things that people love. Some people love their cars. You know, you better not touch their car. You know, just flow with me. I'm going somewhere, and I'm going to try to make it quickly, but I'm going to let God have his way. Hallelujah. You better not touch their car. You better not scratch their car. Some of people don't even allow you to drive. It's just sitting there in their driveway or sitting there in their garage or sitting there in a special place, and you can't touch their cars. You can't even get in their car. You know, and some people are very protective of their car because they love their car. That is the most important thing to them. A lot of men are like that. And some people love their house, and there's nothing wrong with loving a car, nothing wrong with loving a house. And they love their house, and they have rooms in their house that people can't even sit in. You just see it, and you see the furniture, and you see it, and you have to go past it, and they can't even sit in and enjoy it. It's just there, you know, it's just there. Going somewhere with this. Hallelujah. And so, you know, you pass by and you say, oh, that's lovely, that's beautiful, this furniture is so beautiful, but you can't touch it. You know, you better not touch it, you better not sit in it, because they love it. And, you know, that sometimes people love cars and houses and furniture and things more than they love God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we know there's nobody on this line like that. Hallelujah. So, you know, and then sometimes people love clothes and shoes. You know, some people have 200, 300 pair of shoes, and some people have shoes that they never even wore, and they have clothes that they never even wore, tags, price tags still on it, and they won't give it away. They won't do anything with it. It's just sitting there. But they love it, and just to say it's there, it's theirs. and the fact that they have it and they love it. And sometimes they love it more than they love God, the shoes, the clothes, the things. I'm going somewhere with all this, hallelujah. And sometimes people have different things that they love and they cherish. You know, some people cherish money, and they love money more than they love God, more than they love themselves, hallelujah. But God is saying today, he's calling us to a greater love. He's calling us to the true love, which is him. And then some people love people, and they don't love them back. And my theme today is, my subject is, what does love have to do with it? Everything when it's in Christ. Hallelujah. You remember Tina Turner said, what does love have to do with it? And she had that movie out, and, you know, she was kind of bitter, you know, for Mike, you know, beating her and everything. And so she was saying, what does love have to do with it? And, you know, a lot of times we have things hurt us and people hurt us. And, if you've been in church and, you know, you had the church hurt and you thought people were there and you found out they weren't there and you were hurt and you gave your love, but they didn't give their love back. And you realized that, you know, you were hurt and you were wounded and you said, well, I'm not going to love no more. I'm not going to go to church no more. I'm not going to be bothered with people anymore. But then God, you know, came in and restored you and renewed you and got you back together. And then you began to love again and you began to forget about the hurt, forget about the pain and move on. Hallelujah. Because we are, that's in ministry. We know that we have to move on. We have to let all that stuff go, of the past and all the hurt and everything. And if you haven't done it, God is saying, do it. Let it go, even on today. He wants to deliver somebody on today. He wants to heal somebody on today. He wants to encourage somebody on today. It may sound like I'm just talking, but God wants to do something through this, through what I'm saying. He wants to move. He wants to heal, and he wants to do something. And that's why I couldn't speak on this before, because I had some brokenness, some hurts from some people that done some things to me and said some things to me, and church hurt and different things I've been through. But when God began to heal me, when he began to restore me, hallelujah, hallelujah. Has anybody ever been restored? Has anybody ever been healed by God? Has anybody ever been delivered? Hallelujah. When God sets you free, you're free indeed. So, you know, as we're still talking about love, 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 hallelujah. You know, sometimes we love, you know, people and they don't love us back, as I was saying, and sometimes we put things out there, you know, give our very best to people. And God is saying on today, he wants us to love and fall in love with him the way we have fell in love with, you know, it's even people that have fell in love with music and fell in love with different things and fell in love and start loving people. You know, God is saying he wants us to be in love with him. He wants us to get intimate. It's time for us to get into true worship. It's time for us to begin to lay before the Lord like never before. It's time for us to sacrifice and let things go. It's time for us to get healed from the brokenness. It's time for us to go forward and not let go. It's time for us to hold on to the garment of God. It's time for us to go into a worship, hallelujah, not just in the morning, but in the afternoon, the evening, and the night, hallelujah. It's time for us to consider God and not put God in our program when we feel like putting him in. But it's time for us to be intimate with God and just love up on him. He wants a true worship. This is the hour of worship. This is the hour that God has taken us in and under. He wants us to do this and get into worship. When we begin to get into worship, things begin to happen. Yokes begin to get destroyed. The people begin to get delivered. How can limbs come back on? How can blind eyes begin to see? How can we begin to do signs and wonders if we're not in love with God? And God said those that are in love with him, he wants us to get even deeper in love. Hallelujah. I see God was taking me to a new place this week and last week in worship, a new place where I just got lost. And a young lady stood on my line. She said, I don't believe you was with us. And I wasn't. Evangelist Bernard, I wasn't with them. Hallelujah. She was so right. I had left them and was gone. And God had bring me back down to let me know that I wasn't with them. I wasn't with them. I didn't see anything, Evangelist Bernard. I didn't feel anything. Hallelujah. When you get lost in God, you don't feel anything. It's just like in the natural when you used to be on drugs. Has anybody ever been on drugs or alcohol? And people get on drugs and alcohol to get numbed. But it's a better high than that. When you get into Jesus and you begin to get into worship, I got so numb. Hallelujah. I wasn't even in my place no more, Evangelist. I wasn't even on the line no more. I began to go up, but we were all on one accord that we were able to go up. And that's where God wants the church to be able to go up, to get on one accord. that they can go up into a true worshiper and begin to worship him, that people can get healed, people can get restored, people can get delivered, huh? Because God said it's time out, hallelujah, for people to keep going back and forth from getting delivered and going back to the same thing, picking it back up, and still having those same issues, still having those same problems. We talked about issues on this line. And God is saying it's time for us to get truly delivered and stay delivered, that we can help somebody else come up and come out, hallelujah, that we can help somebody else to go in and to worship God in spirit and truth, that we can help somebody else. If we all broken up or we all messed up, how can we help somebody else? But God said it's time for us to love our neighbor. It's time for us to love our friends. It's time for us to love God, love those that we don't even think we can love. It's time for us to show them true love. Somebody needs true love out there. Somebody needs God's love. And there is no greater love than God. There is no greater love than God's love. Somebody needs God at this hour. Somebody's thinking about committing suicide. Somebody's thinking about being doing something that's not right. So they need the love of you to come in and just tell them everything is going to be all right. They need the love of you just to come in and hug them and pray for them. They need true love. Everybody has been through some things, through some hurts, some disappointments. So now this is the hour God is saying that we must show our true love, the love that he has put in us. We must show our true love. We must go into churches. It's time out for backbiting. It's time out for jealousy. It's time out for envy. It's time out for not loving one another in the churches. It's time for us to go into the churches and love one another, that we can come together because we are one body. Hallelujah. We are one body in God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for the love on this line. I thank God for the woman of God that has the love. I thank God for her staff that has the love. I thank God for Sister Ruby's love. I thank God for each and every one of your love on this line. But God is going to take us up to another place even in our love, another place in our worship. Hallelujah. Where you will love those that spitefully use you.
Come on.
That you will begin to love like never before. That you won't look at your sister or your brother in an evil way or wrong way. Yes. That you'll look at your sister and brother and say, I'm going to pray for them. It's time to pray like never before. Don't begin to talk about them.
Yes.
Don't begin to look down on them, but it's time to pray for them. If you see your brother and sister falling or slipping, it could be you. So pray for them. Pray for them like it is you. Pray under the love. Pray under the love of the Holy Ghost. Pray under the love of God. Pray like you never prayed before. It's time to pray that souls can come to the kingdom. Some people don't even want to come into the church because they see some things that's not right, but we're getting ready to do a shift in the change of the guards. We're getting ready to change, hallelujah, because those that's under the sound of my voice, they're going to have that extra love even the more. Those that are under the sound of my voice, hallelujah, that they're going to love like never before. Those that are under the sound of my voice, they're going to pray like they never prayed before. Those that are under the sound of my voice, they're going to worship to God like never before. We're going to pray like never before because it's time to pray. It's time to pray. It's time out for playing. It's time out for saying, I don't like that one. I don't like this one. It's time out for clicks. It's time out. God is calling us all together. He has made us together. He has made us to be a one body, one family. Hallelujah. There's some things you might not like in your natural family, but you still love them. Hallelujah. Same thing in the spiritual family. It might be something you see in your brother or sister that you may not like. Don't talk about it. Don't worry about it. Pray about it. And God said, pray with love. Hallelujah. Begin to love them. Hallelujah. So I'm asking y'all to turn with me, if you're not familiar with these scriptures that I'm going to be giving. Hallelujah. I feel the love up on this line. Hallelujah. I feel the love and the prayers up on this line. Hallelujah. So I thank God for the prayers on this line. Turn with me to John 3:16. Everybody should know this scripture, but you may not know it, so you can turn with me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. 3:16. Who would give their child up? Who would give their son up? Who would give their daughter up? There is no one that will really give their daughter or son up. You may give it to your mother or give it to your grandmother to watch for a while or to take while you are in a certain place or so you get yourself together. But who would give their son up, their only begotten son? Hallelujah. So God gave his only begotten son that we will not perish, that we will have everlasting life. Hallelujah. If we believe, hallelujah, in him. So if there's anyone on the line that's not saved, if there's anyone that's, you know, going through some things and not sure about coming to Christ, not sure whether they, you know, they love Christ, there's no greater love than the love of Jesus. I'm here to tell you from experience. I've been there, done that, and went backwards and then came up and then backslid, but I'm here to tell you that there's no place like Jesus. There is no greater love than the love of Jesus. Hallelujah. For I thank God that he gave his only begotten son for me. He died on the cross for me. He died on the cross for you. Hallelujah. So we have to love him because he gave his only begotten son. He sacrificed his life for us. So we got to love him. We got to love him. And we also fall in love. You know, God feels some type of way when we give him 10%, when we give him 20%, when we don't give him our full praise and our full worship, when we praise him when we feel like it, and when we don't praise him. Do you know it was him that woke us up this morning? Do you know it was him that lied us down last night? Do you know it was him that kept us from the harm and danger? Sometimes we don't even know what's going on behind the scenes. God has protected us with. Do you know it was him that strengthened us, that restored us, that gave you that job, that gave you that money, that gave you those things that made a way for you? We ought to praise him. Hallelujah. We ought to worship him. Hallelujah. We just thank God on today for that scripture. And we will be going to, I'm still talking about love. What does love got to do with everything when it's in Christ? Hallelujah. When it's with God, it's everything. Hallelujah. Love got a lot to do with when it's in God. And so we'll be going to John 13:34, and I'll wait 4 minutes if somebody needs to get it. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I just feel a worship in my belly. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I see that the enemy's trying to tug up my tongue, but I'm still trusting God. I come against every spirit right now of fear, any spirit that's trying to hold me back. And I just want to say right now, I thank God. Hallelujah. I still got my journey. That's all I've been through. I still got my praise. Hallelujah. Yes. Does anybody still got their praise and got their joy? Does anybody love Jesus today? Hallelujah. Does anybody love my Jesus? Hallelujah. You might say, well, I don't know him like that to love him, but it's good. Get to know him that you can love him. Get to know him. Hallelujah. Begin to go in your word. Begin to pray. Begin to fast. Begin to seek God. Begin to connect with some people that you know that do know him. Hallelujah. Mm. But God's saying this is the season that we got to disconnect from things, people, places. Hallelujah. We got to connect with people that's going somewhere, people that's worshiping God, people that's praising God. Hallelujah. When you were in the world, you know, some of you were in the world, you know, you connected with those ones that got high, those that did this, that, and other, you know, those that party, those that did what you did. But now that you have came on the other side, you need to connect with those that's worshiping, those true worshipers, those true praisers. Hallelujah. That's why I like this line, because the word is real on this line, the word is powerful on this line, and they're worshiping on this line. Hallelujah. So I come on here to get my strength. I come on here to get my deliverance. I come on here to get my healing. I come on here to get blessed. Hallelujah. And today you're not just on here by chance or accident. You might think you came on to support me, or you might think you just came on to be coming on, but God's got something to say to you, you and you. Hallelujah. He's saying to you, it's time for your worship to go to another place where you get lost, that you don't worry about that bill, that you don't worry about that situation. Hallelujah. That you just be getting to love upon him. Talking about love, I'm talking about love today. When you begin to fall in love, you know, when you were in love with someone, you didn't worry about this, that, and the other. You begin to just want to be with that person, want to talk to that person, wanted to hear from that person, wanted to hold their hand, wanted to be lovey-dovey with them. Well, how much more should we be lovey-dovey with Jesus? Hallelujah. How much more should we fall in love with God? Hallelujah. Get intimate with him even the more, that he can begin to do some things in your life, that he can begin to save your family, that he can begin to set people free in your family, that he can begin to move for you. Hallelujah. Fall in love with him just because he gave his only begotten son, just because he who he is, just because he took you out of darkness and brought you into the light. Hallelujah. Fall in love with him. Hallelujah. that some of these things that you see around you, some of these things that's going on today, that you wouldn't even be paying attention as much if you begin to fall in love with Jesus. And the song, Falling in Love with Jesus, was the best thing that ever happened to me. And Sister T sings that sometimes. And that was the best thing that ever happened to me, falling in love with Jesus. Some of those fools, some of them people, some of them people that I fell in love with, evangelists, was the wrong thing. But the best thing that ever happened to me was when I fell in love with Jesus. Hallelujah. Yep. That was the best thing. My whole life changed. Things began to be turned around. Hallelujah. So I thank God for falling in love with Jesus. Hallelujah. Is anyone in love with my Jesus on today? Hallelujah. Does anybody love Jesus? Well, if you don't know him like that, I can tell you. Get to know him like that. Give me a call or give Evangelist a call, and she will tell you how to fall in love with Jesus. And those that do love him, hallelujah, keep on loving him. Keep on loving him because, see, God is going to move. He wants to be glorified at this hour. He wants to be glorified. And you can't be glorified. Glory, Father, we're not in love with him. He wants to be glorious, Father. He wants to be through the high end of my son, his own spirit inside of us. He wants the power to come in us. Hallelujah. And we can't have the power if we're not in love, but we don't know him. Hallelujah. If you don't know him, you know, like in the natural, when you don't know somebody, you can't get connected with them if you don't know. You just met them, you say, well, I don't know. I don't know if they're a robber, they're a thief, or I don't know if they're a killer, I don't know them, you know, but then you get to know them, and then you know them in the natural, and then you begin to know their spirit. But you got to get to know Jesus. Jesus wants you to get to know him. Hallelujah. He put us here for a reason. He put us here for a purpose, and he put us here to praise him. We were made to praise him. He happens to praise us over his people. Hallelujah. You know, it turns him on, excites him when we praise him, when we love up on him, still talking about love. And I am going to John 13:34. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. It's imperative that we love one another the way God has loved us and the way he loves us. It's imperative that we love upon each other. It's imperative that we show love. It's imperative that we really, really begin to love people in spite of who they are, in spite of what we may not like. We have to do this. It's a commandment. God commands us to love. God wants us to love, and he wants to show us his love. You know, these are the last days, and some people are not going to church. We are the church. And so people are looking to see. And so our light has to shine. We have to show the love. Where they say, what must I do to be saved? What must I do to come closer to Jesus? Tell me about your Jesus. Tell me about your God. Hallelujah. As I was talking about earlier in the natural, people, you know, love up on their cars and they love up on different things, houses and stuff. And then some people say to people, well, tell me where you got that furniture at. Well, tell me where you got that house at. Well, tell me about that car. And so in the spiritual realm, people should look at us and say, tell me about your Jesus. But they also should see some kind of light. They should see some kind of worship. They should see some kind of praise. They should see something inside of you. And even if you're in Walmart, in the stores, out when you go out, and evangelist, she goes out and she just prays him wherever she goes. And that's how we should be. Wherever we go, we should be praising him. We shouldn't just praise him in the church setting or just in our house. We should be going out praising him, that somebody can get delivered. Somebody can get healed. You know, there's a lot of hurting people out there. Some people have been wounded. Some people don't even know how to love because of the things they've been through, even in a past generation curses, different things that people have been through. They have been misused. So they don't even know what love is and how to love. And they are at the point, what does love have to do with it? But once you tell them about Jesus, then they get a newfound love, and they get a new address on about love and a new reality about love. And maybe they'll begin to feel a little different about love when you begin to tell them about love and tell them about Jesus and tell them about Jesus' love and tell them about how he died on the cross for us. So as I was reading that scripture, I began to think about that it's really, really time for us to begin to love up on one another. You know, if you see your sister and brother going through once again, begin to call your brother or sister. Begin to send an encouragement word. Begin to show love. You know, love is an action word. You know, we can say, I love you, but do you really love that person? Or I love you, you know, we can say, I love you, sister so-and-so, or brother so-and-so, but it's an action word. If you ain't putting no prayer and no time and you ain't doing anything, then something is wrong. Because, see, when I tell the people on my prayer line that I love them, I really mean it from the bottom of my heart because of the love that God has gave me. You know, my mother used to tease me and say, I think you somebody else's child because I used to have so much love. But even when I got saved, God has gave me even greater love. And so I thank God for the love that he has gave me. And I mean it when I say it on my prayer line that I love you. That means when I'm in my free time, I'm still praying for them, Evangelist Bernard, just like you praying for us. I'm still praying for them. I'm still laying before the Lord for them, not just on the line, but off the line because I have that love. When you have that love, you're going to have a relationship with God. You're going to want to begin to pray for people. You're going to be wanting again to fast for people. You'll forget about your situation. You'll forget about your circumstances. You'll forget all about you and begin to think about somebody else and begin to do something for somebody else. I thank God for the love. I thank God for the love once again on this line. And I'm going to go to, I'm just all going right now because I just really feel like going up into worship. Hallelujah. Because I'm just talking about the love of God. And when I'm talking about the love of God, it makes me feel some type of way in a good way. It makes me feel good. You know, when you love somebody and you begin to love them and, you know, they love you and you love them, you begin to feel some type of way, in a good way. And I feel some type of way because I know Jesus loves me. And I know that God loves us on today. Hallelujah. I know he loves us because when we do things wrong, he still forgives us. He still keeps reaching out to us. He still keeps loving us. His love don't change. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes the natural people's love change. When you don't do something for them or you don't go somewhere with them or go somewhere for them, then they begin to, I don't want to deal with you no more. I don't want to talk to you no more. But God has the everlasting love. Amen? Somebody. Hallelujah. His love will never change. It will never die. It will be with us forever and everlasting. Hallelujah. So, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to 2 Timothy now, the third chapter, first verse, and the second verse. Amen. Still talking about love. What does love got to do with it? Everything when it's in Christ. And I'll be reading from the King James Version, chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. This know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own self, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedience to parents, unthankful, unholy. Hallelujah. In these last days, these are the last days. God is soon to come back. Or will we be ready when he come back? Will we have that love? Will we be praying and fasting? Will we be worshiping? Will we be going out to win souls? These are the last days. Hallelujah. Men shall be lovers of their own self. Hallelujah. They're going to have that proud spirit. They're going to have the children. We already see the children have disobedient spirits towards their parents, unthankful and unholy. At these last days, we got to be holy as God is holy. There's no sacrificing. There's no, well, I can do this, and maybe I can do that. No, God is saying, love me, love upon me, and be holy as I am holy. This is not the hour. This is not the time for us to take down, take back, and be, you know, we're in the world. But this is not the hour for us to turn around and do the things of the world. God has made us new. He has made us whole. He has changed us. Hallelujah. So he is calling us to holy. Be holy as he is holy. So God is calling us to holiness. And when you love somebody, you want to be obedient to him. You want to be obedient to, well, you know, just like your parents. When you really want to, if you love your parents or your pastor or your bishop or your pastor or whoever you're under, you really want to be obedient. You want to be obedient to them. Then you, if you love them, you want to be obedient. If you respect them, you want to be obedient. God is calling us to be obedient, total obedience to him. There are some people that's saved and they're still not being obedient. God is calling us to be obedient. He's calling us, hallelujah, to be the sacrifice. He's calling us to sacrifice. He's calling us to holiness. He's calling us to purification. He's calling us to be closer to him. Hallelujah. 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 I'm praising God right now for what God is doing. Hallelujah. Because he's changing me even in this moment today. Because the word, I'm the first partaker of the word. He's changing me through the word. Hallelujah. God is doing a new thing through the word. Hallelujah, through with me. He is changing me. He is making me even more whole. You know, it was something that I was going through, and I just seemed like I couldn't get over it, evangelist. Seemed like I just couldn't get over it. And God said, well, you got to love that person. How can you stand up and preach? How can you preach my word? How can you pray and you don't love that person? Oh, you got to forgive them. So God is saying we have to forgive. We have to have a forgiving spirit. Hallelujah. We have to love. Love our neighbors, huh? Love them that spitefully use us. Love our enemies. Hallelujah. We got to love our enemies. It's easy to love those that love you, but can you love your enemies? Can you love those that did you wrong? Can you love those that talked about you? Those that even had to love those that try to scandalize my ministry, those that try to lie on me. Hallelujah. I had to still love them, Sister T. I still had to show them love. God was telling me that I still had to love them, and I had to give them hugs, and I had to pray for them. And I was saying, God, but they're talking about me. God, they're lying on me. But he said, how much more did I go through on the cross? Sometimes we got to suffer. Sometimes we got to go through some things, hallelujah, for the love of God. We got to go through some things for Christ. So I'm saying on today, we got to love one another. It's time for us, it's time out for the body of Christ doing the things they're doing. It's time out for us not being there for people. It's time out for us just walking around the way we are walking around. There's so much going on in the world today. We're hearing on the news. We're hearing so much. It's time for us to pray. It's time for us to worship. Hallelujah. And God wants us to worship. Even right now, God wants us to worship. Hallelujah. As you're listening to the word, God's saying he wants to take us to a new place and love those that do love. He wants to take us to a new place and worship. He wants us to seek him. Hallelujah. These are the last days. These are the last days. And we see so many signs and wonders that it's the last days. But God is saying, well, he's going to have a remnant, and we are the remnant, hallelujah, that's going to stand for him, but the remnant that's going to do signs and wonders, but we must get on one accord, that he can come down just like in the books of Acts, that how the power of God came down. He's going to have the fire on this line, that people are going to get delivered, evangelists, that people get healed, just because of the love that you have for God, and the love that you have for the people. God is going to do signs and wonders right on this line. We're going to hear about the move of God. So God wants to do even in our homes, even in the churches, God wants to do signs and wonders. As evangelist, he goes around and witness to people. I know God is going to use her to do signs and wonders because she has the love of God, and she has the love of people. God is going to use her to do miracles. God is going to use her in a mighty way. I thank God today for the love of Christ. I thank him for loving me when I didn't even love myself. Some people don't even love themselves, but it's all right. God loves you anyhow. God loves you, and he's going to show his love through you. Just let him have his way in you. You may be going through something, and you may say, I don't understand this. I don't understand even what the speaker is saying. I don't understand the word. But God is going to show you as you go into the word, as you begin to go in, he's going to show you some things. If you just trust him and turn it all over to him. When you get lost in worship, when you come up and fall in love with God and you begin to get lost in worship, you don't begin to worry about your bills. You don't begin to worry about your circumstances. You begin just to go up and fall in love with God. You begin to do great and wonderful things in him. When you begin to stay on one accord with him, hallelujah. Does anybody know what I'm talking about today? Hallelujah. I thank God for his worship. I thank God for his praise down in my belly. I thank God even now, hallelujah. I feel God, hallelujah. I feel the fire of God, hallelujah, in my belly, hallelujah. I thank God that I'm totally sold out. I sing a song, I surrender all. Will you surrender all today to God? Will you give God your whole heart? Will you give him your whole mind? Will you give him your whole spirit? Will you fall in love with God? Oh, it doesn't matter when it's in Christ. God wants you to fall in love with him. Will you let that go? Will you let that person go? Will you let that place go? Will you let that thing go and begin to fall in love with him? Will you do and try everything else, but try God. Fall in love with him and those that's in love with him. Higher, God is calling us higher. Higher in him. Higher, he's calling us higher. He's calling us higher in him. Hallelujah. He's calling us to true worship. Worship, worship him. Those that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. Hallelujah. God, we praise you. God, we magnify you, God. We exalt you right now, God. We worship you, God, right now, God. We adore you right now, God. We love you right now, God. We come in worship right now, God. We come lifting our hands to you, God. It's not about me. It's not about them. But it's all about you, God. So we come loving up on you, God. You know, sometimes we have been through some things that has been painful, and we didn't think God was there. But God said he want to tell somebody today that he is there. Somebody's going through something, and they don't feel God. Sometimes you're going through a wilderness experience, and you don't feel God, and you don't think he's there. But he's there anyhow. He will be there to the end of time. He will never leave you or forsake you. His love is there. He's there to move on your behalf. Sometimes you feel like you're just all alone. You have no friends. You don't know what to do, and you don't understand what's going on all around you. You don't understand what's going on, what people are doing. But God is saying, I'm there. I'm here, I'm here, I'm here. He's stretching out his hand to let you know that he's here to love upon you. So just trust him. Just trust him. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways. And let him direct your path. Love upon him. Hallelujah, God, we love you. Hallelujah, God, we need you. Hallelujah, we worship you. Hallelujah, we adore you, God. There's no God like you, God. Hallelujah, God, I love you, I love you, I love you. I love you more each day. Does anybody love me even more today than they did yesterday? Hallelujah, hallelujah. I love you, God, more today. I need you, God. At this hour, we need God like never before. We can do nothing without him, but we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. So I say it does matter in love when it's in Christ. Let Christ continue to let you have, you continue to have that love of Christ in you. Don't let nobody steal that love from you. Don't let nobody take that love from you. Don't let nobody trick you out of that love. Keep that love of Christ in you. No matter what goes on. Yes, you're going to go through some storms. Yes, you're going to go through some trials. Yes, you're going to go through some things. You might go through some suffering, but it's all for the glory of God. He wants to bring his glory. Even now, he wants to bring his glory. He wants to bring his glory down upon us even now. That he can move. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. We praise you. And I want to say in my last scripture, hallelujah, because I've got all off track, and I don't know. My papers is everywhere. I don't know, but I'm going to, in my last scripture, I'm going to ask Sister Ruby if she can change. Yes.
You are right.
Hallelujah. I'm going to ask Sister Ruby if she can go to Romans 8, 20, Romans 8, 35 for me and read that for me. If Sister Ruby or Evangelist or somebody can read, or somebody can read Romans 8 and 35 for me. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Does anybody have any more love than they had just a minute ago? I feel like I went to a whole other place in God just now with love. And I thank God because, you know, I want him to create me anew in a right spirit. I want him to clean me up and wash me out. Hallelujah. I want him to do a new thing in me. Hallelujah. You know, when we have all that book and all those things, you know, and we're going to pray before we hang up. Because sometimes people are holding things that keeping them from loving God, keeping them from truly loving the saints and loving one another because of the things even of the past, even the childhood things, and even those things that how people have done you wrong. Yes, you went through. Yes, that happened. Yes, that happened. But it's over now. Hallelujah. God is doing a new thing. Hallelujah. He's calling us up. He's calling us up to his love. If Sister Ruby can read Romans 28 and 35 for me, I would appreciate it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Evangelist or someone, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Romans chapter 8, verse 35.
Yes, thank you.
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Verse 36. As is written, for thy sake We are killed all the day long. We are accountable as sheep for the slaughter.
Amen, amen. Don't let anything separate you from the love of God. Don't let anyone separate you from the love of God. I want you to remember Romans 28:35. Don't let anything or anyone, because at this hour, we better have the love of Jesus. We better hold on to God like never before. We better be like the woman with the issue of blood, how she held on to the garment of God, how she pulled on the, put the pressed her way through the crowd. This hour, we got to press our way. God wants us to press in. Hallelujah. Press in to the anointing. Press in in spite of how we feel. Press in spite of what's going on around us. Press in to the anointing. Press into God. Hallelujah. He wants to take some of our ministries to another place. He wants to take some of us to another place. We must press in. Hallelujah. We must press in to God like never before. No matter what's going on around us, no matter what the devil's trying to do, no matter what it seems like, no matter what's going on, God is saying he wants us to press in, that he can be glorified, that he can get the glory, hallelujah, out of our life. I know somebody wants God to get the glory, hallelujah, out of your life, hallelujah. I know somebody loves God on today, hallelujah. I know somebody appreciates what God is doing, hallelujah. You know, sometimes it makes me sad when people go around and say, you know, that God is not doing anything for them, and that's not true, because the fact that he woke us up this morning was more than enough for me and lied us down last night. But he does beyond that because of the love. I mean, even when we forsake him, I remember it was a time that I forsaked God. I turned my back on God, and I'm not proud of it, and I just turned my back and said, I just, you know, I had enough, God. I had been through so much, and I said, I had enough of people, things, and places. I had enough, God, and I just turned my back. But God didn't leave me because of the love that he has for me. He didn't leave me, and I was so glad that he didn't leave me, Sister Ruby. I left him, but he didn't leave me. And I thank God for the love. And, you know, sometimes we be weeping indoors for a night, but joy come in the morning. Sometimes we might be crying, going through some things. But if you ever crying and you don't know what to do, if you ever weeping and you don't know what to do, if you ever sad, just call on the name of Jesus. It's something about the name of Jesus. When you call on the name of Jesus, he will answer prayers. He will move on your behalf. Just call on the name of Jesus if you don't know what to do, if you don't know where to turn, if you don't know what to say, just call on that name of Jesus. Because he loves you. You may not have that relationship with him yet, but you can get that relationship. But he has that relationship with you and me. He loves us, huh? That he gave his only begotten son. So I just want to say to you today that we want to pray for those that are going through something that's keeping them from loving people, that's keeping them from loving our God, that's keeping them from loving, period. And they at the point where they're saying, what does love have to do with it? That hurt from the past. The things that, you know, they would say, well, what's the use? I hear you talking, woman, but what is the use? Because you don't know what I'm going through. So somebody might go in the archives later on that may not even be on this line, and they say, I hear her talking, and I know about the love. I heard something about that love, or I know something about that love. But what is the use? So we're going to pray for those that want to give up, those that's thinking about giving up, those that don't know what to do. They had generation curses. Hey, Mama Shanda. They had generation curses that kept them from, because the generation curses is broken. I always say in my family, I'm a curse breaker. And I believe that, see, it's life and death in your tongue.
Yes.
And God wants us to speak life to our sister, our brother. That's love. We're still talking about love. God wants us to speak life to our situation, our circumstances. God wants us to speak life. Sometimes we speak death. And I know I have spoke death over some things. Remember, I'm first partaker. I spoke death over some things that I shouldn't have spoke over. So I had to cancel them out. So we're going to cancel some things out. We're going to proclaim some things.
Hey,
and if you may be on this line, you might say, well, this message wasn't for me, but you were on here to intercede and to pray. There's a part that you're going to play on this line. Mm. Hallelujah. So you're on for a reason. So I just want to say to you, keep on loving God, those that are loving God. Get ready for the next move. God is getting ready to do an awesome move. He's getting ready to blow our minds. Hallelujah. We haven't seen nothing yet. Yes, we have seen the enemy moving. This is happening and that's happening. But wait till what y'all are getting ready to see what God is getting ready to do. Hallelujah. To y'all, those that have been patiently waiting, those that have been loving upon God, those that are in love with God, that knows what I'm talking about, God is getting ready to use you mightily. And God is getting ready to blow our minds. He's getting ready to, you talking about winds coming on. We're getting ready to see the move of my Shandai of God like never before. Hallelujah. Sister T, as you go out and you minister, you God getting ready to blow your mind. Hallelujah. Because of the love you have. You don't sing that song and say, falling in love with Jesus, just to be singing it. Because some people sing and they're not really listening to the words they have. They don't really mean it. But when you sing, you're meaning the song because you fall in love with Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
when evangelists wave her hand and when she begin to worship and holler on this line, hallelujah, she ain't playing. She worships God because
Jesus.
She truly loves him. She knows about the love of God. He loved her when she didn't even love herself, when she didn't even know what she was going to do. He made a way for her, so she got to praise him. She got to worship. Sister Ruby loves God. And sometimes she get lost and she be forgetting what button she's going to be pushing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's because she's caught up. She's high. Under the influence, like the man of God talked about. She'd be under the influence of the Holy Ghost. There's nothing like being under the influence of the Holy Ghost. It's nothing like the love of Jesus. When you love him, you run to worship. You can get lost in the praise. You can get lost in worship. You know, I can sit in my home for hours and cut my phone off and just begin to worship him. Just begin to praise him. Hallelujah. I don't need to be pumped up. I don't need to be pushed when I come on this line or when I come to church. Somebody got to say, come on, come on, come on, come on, praise him. I begin to think about how good he is. I begin to think about his love for me. I begin to think about the goodness of Jesus, and I have to worship him. All he done for me. I begin to cry out, hallelujah. Hallelujah, the man of God that was on the line. Hallelujah, I don't know if he's still on the line. The one that spoke on yesterday, Elder. Hallelujah. God is going to take you to another place and worship. He's going to do a new thing in you. Hallelujah. So I thank God for your word on yesterday. Hallelujah. Continue to be encouraged. Continue to be blessed. God is going to take you into a new place. He's going to take us all to a new place if we want to go. He's not going to force us if we don't want to go. Hallelujah. But as we go up and we want to go, hallelujah, God is going to do some things. Evangelist Bernard, hallelujah. We thank God for the crusades coming up. But God is not just having a crusade, as you know. God is going to bring us all together in one accord, one mind, one spirit, and the power of God is going to come down. I had to holler it out. Hallelujah. That we're going to paralyze the enemy. We're going to destroy some things in the name of Jesus. God is going to, how we're going to go into worship. We're going to get lost in worship. We're going to get lost in praise. If you're on this line, pray for the crusade. Fast for the crusade that we get lost in there. There's a power of God come falling down in there. Everybody, like never before. Pray for this ministry that when we come on this line that we get lost, that we fall in love with Jesus, that we get closer to God, that we begin to get on one accord that God can move even on now. Hallelujah. We thank God today for the word. We thank God because truly there is no greater love than the love of God. And I thank God for the love of God. You know, I have tried people, places, and things, but I have tried Jesus now, and there's nothing greater than Jesus. I tell you, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, come magnify the Lord with me. Hallelujah. Come magnify the Lord with me. Hallelujah. When you love the Lord, you won't magnify the Lord with the person that's praising, the person that's worshiping. You ain't going to be looking at their shoes and their clothes and saying, well, I don't like that one. Or I don't think, they do. I don't know nothing about. You won't forget about all that ism and schism and begin to worship and praise God. You can begin to worship God in spirit. I thank God for each and every one that's born today. I truly love y'all. I thank God for y'all coming to support, and I thank God for Sister Amy because she has that love for people. She has that compassion. God is going to use her in a mighty way. I tell you, she has that love for people. And sometimes she has that love where, you know, she doesn't, it gets her upset when things happen to people. But God is going to use her. He's allowing these things to happen. He's showing her some things, and she's going to have a testimony. She's going to be telling somebody, just as I'm sitting here telling somebody now, about the love of Christ and what he has done for her, because he truly loves her. We thank God for her. We thank God that she held on, that when the enemy wanted to swift her out, God said not so, because he has a love. He has a purpose for her, and he has a purpose for each and every one of us. So I thank God. So I say to you today, just keep on loving God. And those who do not know about the love of God, learn about the love of God. God said all he desires is our worship. Hallelujah. True worship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you know what a worship can do? Hallelujah. It can change the atmosphere. It could turn things around in your home. It could turn things around in your family. Oh, my Shandaya, God just want us to worship. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Just worship him right now. When you begin to worship, you get lost. My people just went all over the place. Evangelist, I don't know what happened. I don't even know what page I was on, and but we're going to let we have let God have his way because of the love. When I begin to talk about love, I get lost when I begin to talk about his love. You know how people get caught up in the natural when they love that woman or that man, and that's all they can think about. Some of them can't eat, some of them can't sleep, some of them can't go to work, some of them can't do nothing. They just love up on that person. That's how I am sometimes. I can't do anything. I say, oh, I'll call that person back because I just want to love on Jesus. I just want to worship on God. Hallelujah. And like the girl said, the girl that came on the line said, you wasn't with us. No, I wasn't. Hallelujah. I was like, God, I want you to come up. I want them to come up. I want them to have experience in a worship experience. God wants us to have a worship experience. Some of us are still down and down and down in praise. But God is saying this is the hour we must worship. As we begin to worship, he's going to move on our behalf. As we begin to worship and love him, he's going to do just what he said he's going to do. He wants us to lay everything at the altar and leave it at the altar and not pick it up. All that hurt and the pain and the disappointment, let it after the God said today, and don't pick it back up. I have the love for you, and I'm going to show you just what to do, says the Lord. All I want you to do is let go and come up and come out. Press in, says the Lord. Press into my anointing, and I will show you great mighty things. Press in into my love, and I will move on your behalf. All he wants to do in my Shandai is to stay focused on him. He said he's going to move. Don't look like it to somebody. You don't know what to do. But God said, when you don't know what to do, call my name, call the name of Jesus, and I will move on your behalf. Call the name of Jesus. Don't call the name of Joe. Don't call the name of God. Don't call the name of Sally. Don't call the name of Lisa. But call on the name of Jesus. When demons have to flee at the sight of that name, when something is going on around you and you don't know what to do, when things get violent in your mind, just call on the name of Jesus, and he will move on your behalf. He said, this is the hour that we must call on him. This is the hour we must love him. This is the hour that we must fall in love with him. This is the hour that we must worship. This is the hour we must trust him. This is the hour we must not lean to our own understanding. This is the hour we must acknowledge him. This is the hour that we can't let anything get us off track, anyone get us off track. But we got to worship. We got the hallelujah anyhow. We got the hallelujah. Hallelujah in season. Hallelujah out of season. Come on, God is saying, come on and worship me. Come on and worship me, and I shall move for thee. I love thee. I love thee. It may seem like he don't love you. It may not seem like he's not even there. It may seem like you're all alone, but you're not alone. God loves you. God cares about you. God is going to move for you. God is going to keep you. God is going to strengthen you. Hallelujah. All he wants us to do is worship. All he wants us to do is worship. Watch what he do. He's going to do a shifting and a changing. And the rain of him is going to come down. And we begin to worship. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to your name. Forget about that. Forget about this. And worship him. And love him. God bless you. Love him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray now. And the prayer I'm going to pray. Hallelujah. Hey, Mama Shandai, we trust in that after this, that you're going to go to a new place in your love. You know, after a couple of years you've been with somebody, your love sometimes goes to, sometimes it dies, but sometimes it goes to another place. After this, I'm trusting that your love for Jesus is going to go to another place. That if you didn't love him, that you're going to fall in love with him. And if you was in love with him, that you're going to get a deeper love. I'm going to pray, hallelujah, that after this, that you're going to go to another place in worship. If you didn't never worship him, that you want to praise and worship him after this. Hallelujah. Some of you may not even have ever worshiped him or ever praised him. That's going to go into the archives later on. But whether you be in your cars, whether you be in your, or go to the archives, and you hear this message, I'm praying, hallelujah, that you feel the power of God, that our God is in worship, and that you will feel God's spirit. Hallelujah. That you will say, God, I want a closer walk with thee. God, I want to live right. God, I want to come up out of that adultery spirit. I want to come up out of that fornication spirit. I want to come up out of that sin. Because when you love somebody, when you love Jesus, you want to do right by him. You want to do what he has called you to do. You want to make a sacrifice. You want to be holy as he is holy. Hallelujah. You want to live right. You want to walk upright. You want to talk right. You want to be more like him. Hallelujah. When you're in love with Jesus, you'll put all those things aside. You'll put all the drugs, alcohol, the lying, the things that's not of him. You'll drop it, and you'll leave it alone, and you'll move on up in God when you love him. Hallelujah. So somebody through the archives, I'm trusting when they look at this later on, hallelujah, may not be no one on this line that needs this message, but I'm trusting that somebody on the archives, when they look at this message or listen to this message, that they say, God, that they drop to their knees and to worship, that they drop to their knees and say, well, God, what must I do to be saved? God, what must I do to get a relationship with you? What must I do to get closer to you, God? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Why is she howling like that? Because I love him just like that. He's good just like that. Hallelujah. If you get something good, you want to say something about it. Good. He just said, good to me. Taste and see. Somebody needs to taste and see that he's just that good. Hallelujah. One day you may understand if you don't understand. And if you do understand, hallelujah. Thank you for praising God with me. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now. Hallelujah. We praise you right now. God, we magnify your name right now. Hallelujah. We lift you up, God, right now. Hallelujah. God, we thank you for what you did on this week, God. We thank you for every word and every speaker, God. We thank you, God, for this broadcast, God. We thank you for Evangelist Bernard, God. We thank you for each and every one that's on the line, God. We thank you, God, hallelujah, that you have done something different, God. We thank you that we're dropping every weight, God. Who you set free is free indeed. We can't love you if we've got all these weights, God. So we're dropping the weights, God. We're dropping the burdens. We're turning it over to you, God, and we're never to pick it up again, God. We're going to trust you, God. We're going to praise you in season. We're going to worship you in truth and spirit. We're going to lift you up, God. When we understand, we're going to lift you up when we don't understand. We're going to praise you, God, with our whole heart. We're going to praise you, God. We're going to pray, God, like never before. We're not going to give a 10-minute prayer. If God say get up, we're going to get up at 3. If God say get up at 4, we're going to pray. We're not going to give a 20-minute prayer, but we're going to be sold out to you, God. Oh, God is calling his people to be sold out to him. Oh, God, we thank you, God. We're going to be sold out to you, God. We're going to give you praise, God. We thank you right now, God. We praise you right now, God. We're going to worship you. We're going to worship you. We're going to worship you in the name of Jesus. God, we can break every generation curse right now. Anything that's holding anybody back from praising you, anything that's holding anybody back from loving you, what does love have to do with it? Everything that is in Jesus. So we thank you, God, for you dying on the cross for us. We thank you, God, for keeping us. We thank you, God, for your word, God. We thank you for your peace, God. We thank you, God, for loving us, God, when we didn't love ourselves, God. We thank you, God, for your love, God, that you gave your only begotten son. We thank you, God. We thank you for the move of your spirit. We thank you, God, for being King of Kings. We praise you right now. today, oh God. Teach us to worship, God. Teach us to press in, God. Teach us to go in, God, in season and out of season. Teach us to pray for our brothers and sisters even more. Teach us, God, move our behalf, God, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, we love you. Jesus, I love you. This is a personal thing. I love you, God. Jesus, we ask you right now that you break every stronghold in the name of Jesus. Break every habit. Break every fetish in the name of Jesus. Lord, let us no longer stand up and preach and teach the gospel and be living another kind of way. God, you're calling us to holiness. You're calling us to go, come up and come out. Oh, God, those that are preaching the word and living right, keep them living right, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, keep this line going on in you, God. Let you continue to reign now in our life, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you dial us with your power, God. Come down, come down, come down, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask for deliverance today, God. Change hearts, change minds today, God, in the name of Jesus. We need a mind change, God, in the name of Jesus. Our thinking got to be changed. Hallelujah, God, our thinking, our ways got to be changed, in the name of Jesus. That we just see you, God, that we don't see the circumstance, that we don't see people, that we see you, God, that we begin to lay before you and worship you, and worship you, and worship you, and adore you, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask him right now that we break every stronghold right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to touch families today, God. Oh, God, we ask you to touch, God, them young ladies, God, that was in the car accident. Lord, I'm asking that you give them life and give it to them more abundantly. Let them learn about you, God. Oh, God, they have a purpose here, a purpose for you, God, in the name of Jesus. Let them fall in love with you, God, in the name of Jesus. Let all those that don't love you fall in love with you, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for the stairs today. We thank you for Sister Ruby that will go up to another place in love with you. She's always saying examine herself. Lord, we got to all examine ourselves. Oh, God, let us examine ourselves, God. No one is perfect, God, but we ask that you fix us, God. Make us whole in you, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, create us a new and a right spirit. Blood out our transgressions, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, Jesus, we are require more of you, God, and less of us, God. Let us decrease while you increase, God. Pour out your anointing, God. We ask in God, I'm not asking for a cup of your anointing. I'm asking for a picture of your anointing to come on this line. Hey, Mama, my son, pour out your anointing on us, God, in the name of Jesus. Fall fresh on us, God, in the name of Jesus. That our hearts be changed, that our minds be changed, that our thinking be changed, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you today. Oh, God, we bless your holy name today, in the name of Jesus. Let us tell somebody about you today, God, in the name of Jesus. Let your will be done in our lives, God, in the name of Jesus. We say yes to your will, yes to your way. Do you really say yes today? Oh, we're surrendering all, God. We're surrendering all to you, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we're not going to let things come in the way no more. We're just going to focus on what you have called us to do, and we're going to watch you move. We're going to watch you turn things around. We're going to watch you shift. We're going to watch you pull out your blessings. We're going to watch you pull out your anointing in the name of Jesus. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. What God is going to do, he's going to do a mighty thing in your life. He's going to do a mighty thing in your life, a mighty thing in your spirit. Open up your heart and let him in. Open up your spirit and let him in. Open up your mind and let him in. He wants to come in. He said, I love thee, and I want to come in even more. I want to come in. Let me dwell with you. Some of you just let them dwell with you a little while, but let let's suck with him. Suck with him. You say, what do you mean, woman of God? Suck with him. Lay before him. Get in his presence. Get in the relationship. I don't know how. Connect with somebody that do. Talk to somebody that do. Pray with somebody that do. Connect. You need to change your life. Need to change your situation. Sometimes you need to change things around. I know I had to change things around in my life. I had to disconnect with some church people. Hallelujah. I had to disconnect from some things, some people. Hallelujah. Because God was calling me up. He was calling me in. Evangelism, he called
calling you into the deep. He's calling you into the deep, Evangelist Bernard. Hallelujah, God, we thank you. We thank you for calling her into the deep. We thank you for calling up to higher heights and deeper depths than you, God. Oh, God, she's sold out to you. She, when you told her to pack up and leave, she packed up and leave. Hallelujah, she left without even thinking about it. Hallelujah, because her trust is in you, God. Hallelujah, God, bless her. Bless her for faithfulness, God. Bless her for enduring power. Bless her for suffering, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. We worship you, God. We thank you right now, God. We bless your holy name right now. We lift you up right now, God. We thank you that you're changing homes. We thank you that you're changing situations, God. We thank you that we're no longer under the devil's hands. We're no longer in the situation we're in. But we're going up to high heights and deeper depths in you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why is she howling? I'm warring off the enemy. I'm warring off the enemy from your life. I'm warring off the enemy from your family's life. Hallelujah, because he can't stand a praise. He can't stand a worship. If you don't know what to do, begin to get in a praise and worship. And he will have to flee. Resist the devil and he shall flee. Hallelujah, we resist the devil and he shall flee. Hallelujah, God. We thank you for your power, God. We thank you for your anointing, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Here we are, God. Use us the way you see fit, God. Take over, God, in our life, God, in the name of Jesus. What does love got to do with it? Everything when it's in Christ. Love is important. Hallelujah. God, your love. Hallelujah. We want more of your love, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You said put no confidence in man. Hallelujah. God, we put our confidence in you, God. But we know you want to move on our behalf, God. Hallelujah. And we thank you right now. We praise you right now. God bless every ministry that's on this line. And every ministry to come, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless each and every one that's on this line, God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to pour your love out upon them, God. Continue to lead and guide them, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for the worship experience, God. We thank you, God. For taking us up, God, and taking us in, God. Hallelujah. And I just keep hearing the word of press. Press beyond what you feel. Press beyond what you see. Beyond what you think. Press into the anointing of God. And he said, I shall move for thee, and I shall bless thee. Hallelujah. Just press in. He just wants us to press in. Hallelujah. Your press may not be my press. Hallelujah. He may be calling you just to press in for an hour, 2 hours, whatever he's calling you to do. Be total obedient. Hallelujah. Because he is our Father. In the word of God, we talk about the obedience. Hallelujah. Parents, children are not being obedient to parents, but God is our Father. We got to be totally obedient to him. And whatever he say do, we got to do. Whatever he say go, we got to go. Whatever he wants us, whenever hour he wants us to praise him or worship him, that's what we got to do. So I just thank him. He don't have to ask me for praise or worship. I desire to praise him. I desire to worship him. Hallelujah. I love him just like that. Do you love him just like that? God bless you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That was a word. That was a word. Amen. Amen. As she was speaking and just ministering, you know, I went to 1 Corinthians 13, and it says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, we're still talking about love, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Without love, we're nothing. Without love, we can do nothing. Amen. That was timely. That was timely. We're going to open up the lines, and if there's anyone on the line with any special... any special prayer requests, we're going to open up the lines. Amen, amen. Prophetess Darlene have already prayed. Amen. And I tell you, after prayer like that and a word like that, amen, we should have received. Amen. We're going to go to our new call first. Sister Ruby, if you don't mind opening up the line.
Oh, of course not. We got who we have here, Sister Rain. 404-5213.
Hello?
Yes, Sister Rainey.
Hi.
God bless. Your line is open.
God bless y'all too.
Your line is open, sweetheart, if you have any special prayer requests or if you have a comment, you're welcome to do so at this time.
Well, I say I enjoyed it, and I will be back.
All right. Well, thank you so much for tuning in again. We appreciate it. Amen. Amen.
Okay. Praise. Thank you. We're going to Elder William Cardwell.
Yes, God bless you. God bless you. I'm blessed. I'm blessed with that word. Very needful word. That's our identity. That love. That's the Christian's identity. If without love, how would they know? We have to love each other. We have to love God. And that word today was what I needed. I even took notes on that. So thank you, Sister Darlene. God bless you for your encouragement, and keep letting God use you. You're definitely listening to the Holy Spirit. The wonderful scripture verse and cross reference. I mean, it was a blessing. Thank you so much. God bless you, Sister Adrian, and keep me in prayer. Yes, keep me in prayer, friend.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in. Excuse me. Sister T.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. As she was
hallelujah.
Speaking.
Thank you, God.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
God's word today. I just listening to the voice of God just coming straight through her. Oh, the love of Christ is all over her. I just thank God. I thank God that the joy has been restored. Hallelujah. I thank God for his love. I thank God for his peace. As I was driving, I had to pull the car over and just start praising God because he is so worthy. He is so worthy to be praised.
Yes,
all those things that you're talking about were touching my heart and spirit. You know, we don't realize there's people who don't even know who God is. The only God they see is you. And I just thank God that,
Oh, yes.
Thank God. I thank God. It's my desire to see people draw closer to him. And God just used you so eloquently, my sister Darlene. He used you so eloquently, and I thank God for you because the joy of the Lord truly is your strength. And I draw strength when we hear you praise and just strength speaking
words. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, God, I'm telling you, I'm in tears right now, and it's tears of joy. It just makes me want to run on and see what the end going to be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I just need to pray my strength in the Lord. That just touched me so much. I'm all messed up today, but God is so faithful, and he will use his people. I thank you. I thank you, my sister. That was so beautiful. You touched my heart.
Thank you, Lord.
I love you. God bless you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Okay, I'm
thank you.
In love with Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
We're going to Pastor Martin.
God bless you, Evangelist Adrian Bernard, and to all those that are on the line, the clergy, and our brothers and sisters in Christ. The word was truly a blessing today. Awesome woman of God. I have a young lady in my home, and she doesn't even know about Jesus. She knows about science. And I was sitting there talking to her, and I told her that it was the love of Jesus that drew her here because God wants to get her to get to know him. He already knows her, but he wants her to know who he is. And I asked him, would she be willing to just to give God that try? And she told me, yeah. I said, it's just like a baby to take baby steps. I said, it's just like a baby that sips out of a sippy cup. I said, once he learn how to drink out of the sippy cup, I said, he can take big sips. I said, but right now, just take baby steps towards the Lord so you can know who Jesus is. I said, because he brought you here. And she said she wants to know who he is. She don't even know. We run into people daily, every day. We think they know who Jesus is, and she doesn't.
That's right.
You know, her religion.
Amen.
But she said she's willing to lay down the science. Mm. If that's what it took for God to bring her here to her lowest point so she can get to know who he is. We can't tell God how to save people as long as he saves them. And, you know, God tells me that she's going to become a disciple of his because she's going to see the love of Jesus that flows through his people. And I was telling her it was God's love that drew her here, drew her to me. And I prayed, and, you know, the enemy, I'm not going to throw her out. God didn't throw me out. God deals with people in different ways, and God gives us wisdom how to deal with people. But she's lost, just wanting to find her way. And I was lost. And now the love of Jesus showed me the way. And so I thank and praise God that she wants to know who he is. Because she don't know who he is. And I told her the Bible says, don't taste and see that the Lord is good. And I told her that my heart is just, the message is just right on time. You have to love people right where they are. And, I was wounded. I've been wounded, going through, wounded by people that I love so dearly. It's just like a child that reached for his mother for love, and then you wound them. And then all these years of loving someone and being loyal and loving them, that's how God is. All the years of loyalty, he shows us that how he loves us. And like you said, he wants that love in return. And when you don't get that love in return, you feel hurt, you feel wounded. But then, you know what, I thank God that we can go to him in our time of hurt and our wounded, and God will strengthen us and uplift us and encourage us and give us that love we need and restore the love of part of you that's been wounded. You know, when you love someone, you look, love is an action word, you look that love back. And then after so many years of years of loving people, and you don't get that, then God wants to break you and wants to cut the chain and break you loose from that. But you want to hold on because of your loyal love. And then when God does the tearing, not only do God separate you, but then when God does the separation, then God can heal you. He can't heal you until he separates you. And God is truly, that word was truly awesome, right on time. You know, God has taken me to another level. I'm seeing new levels of love in God. There's so many levels of love. And I just thank God that through the hurt and the pain that I just went through, I'm able to keep on loving and not get bitter and not have hatred in my heart.
Right. Thank you,
Jesus. Go ahead on and keep on loving and learn. I'm learning. We all yet still learning. And yeah, do I still love the same? Yeah, but I learned. I got wisdom out of this. I love God. I love him. I love him. He is the lover of my soul. Because when if I would have Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior in my life, I wouldn't be standing here today because people that causes people to walk away from God by the way they treat people. But because of the love, that nothing can separate me from his love because he loves me, I'm still standing today because I love him that I was able to endure what I just came out of all because of the love of Jesus. Mm. And I want to tell you that that was an awesome word, awesome prayer, and I tell you, his love truly has lifted me. And when I look at the sister that he brought into my life, I know his love is going to save her, deliver her, and set her free. I'm free in my spirit today. I am so free. I am so
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, it, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Hey, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They abused my love, but God has healed me. So I feel
Amen.
Good in my spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you, Pastor B. We thank God for
you.
Amen.
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 We're going
okay,
to
we got two more calls. I got to push it a little bit today. I have children in here, so I don't want to be them to distract this service today. So,
yeah,
Sister
we heard somebody. Yes, we didn't think it was you, Evangelist Agent. Now, area code 908-4576. Area code 908-4576. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. We're on Monday through Friday, 1 p.m. Pacific time, Block New Destiny Ministry. God bless. Sister Albertine.
Praise the Lord, Saints. Praise the Lord, Evangelist Bernard, Sister Ruby, Prophetess Darlene. I came in the beginning, and then I had to go off, and I came back in, and so I missed the. I kind of missed it, but I'm going to go back in. But I just heard the last sister's testimony. I know it was an explosive message. I will go back and listen, and I just want to tell you guys thank you so much, and God bless you, and I'm praying for you as you pray for me, and and just God bless. I'm going to go back in, though, and listen. I'm going back. So God bless you.
God bless you. Praise the Lord.
Oh, praise the Lord, Sister Albertine. Sister Dawn? Okay. Sister Dawn? Okay, I thought I heard her come on the line. Okay, that's, I think we got everybody. We had quite a few on, not on the chat room, but we had almost 20 people on the broadcast today. It just was a blessing. So we're going back to Evangelist Bernard.
Okay, you can have remarks, Sister Ruby, and then we're going to remind everyone, if those that's able to tune in, we have a Saturday broadcast with our host, Minister Billy Burns, that come on at 5 o'clock Pacific time, 8 o'clock Eastern time, and 7 o'clock Central time every Saturday morning. And that's the time for you to share your testimonies. So if you make a sacrifice, you can tune in. It's the same call-in number, area code 858-683-1334. And don't forget to tune in on early Sunday morning prayer. We're on the line with corporate prayer, just praying for 30 minutes, amen, on Sunday mornings at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 8 p.m. Central and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we thank God for the woman of God. Thank God for the word that have gone forth today talking about what does love have to do with it. She said everything if it's of God. Amen. So we're going to go back to Sister Ruby for remarks, and we're going to have Prophetess Darlene to close us out with the word of prayer. I tell you, that was a good word, good word. Love, love, love. Amen. Let that word marinate in your spirit for the whole weekend, and you'll be blessed. Okay, Sister Ruby.
Oh, praise the Lord. Seemed like the word was a blessing. Seemed like Sister Darlene dropped off. Oh, she's back on. Wait just a minute.
I'm back.
Okay, God bless. Well, we just thank the word was just anointed and powerful. Prophetess Dolly, you know, I said to myself, the Lord done took you so high since you came on this broadcast. I don't know. That's anointing. That anointing was powerful. And prayer, you know, you always pray. But to bring the word, it just like the Lord just gave you double for your trouble today. And it's just
hallelujah.
And
I received that. Hallelujah.
Hey, hallelujah. I said, okay. So then when you go, when you said that to Bernard, you said she's going deep. And I had to look up love, and it said deep, enduring for others' welfare, affectionate friendship, and essential character
of God that come only as a gift. It's a gift from the Lord.
Wow.
Isn't that awesome?
Yes, it is. Wow.
And he used you mightily. Every time you come on, you get more and more anointed from heaven. And I'm just so excited, and it touched me. And you hit me, so you had me to go to Romans 8:35. I said, okay, where's she going to take me? Not Romans chapter 12. But I say, Lord, I thank you, and read it. So the Lord knows what he's doing, and whoever's on this broadcast, he knows what we stand in need of. And he sends his godly men and women of God to bring forth this anointed word from heaven on high to this earth. And I just say, Lord, bless us more. Give her more anointing inside her spirit, because you know you are a praiser and you are a worshiper and a prayer. So God bless you. This was a blessing to be on this broadcast today. All you know, to hear that what the Lord has said to his people and his church. So God bless you, Miss Darlene. I get told sometimes it was a blessing.
And that was a blessing when you just told me when you read deep. And how you just got that revelation. So that was a blessing to hear that. So I thank God, because you know you would listen, you'd be listening, but you also, you got to dig in. So I thank God for you, and I thank God for the love that you have for this broadcast, the love that you have for the woman of God, how you hold her arms up, and for the love that you have for God, and for the love that you have for God's people. And I truly thank God for you, and I love you, and I thank God for how you always talk about examining yourself. And that is the most important thing that we have to do in Christ, is examine ourselves. You know,
amen.
Sometimes we examine one another, but we got to examine our own self. This is the hour. We cannot worry about this one, that one. We got to examine our own self.
You're blessed. But I need more love, though, darling, sister, darling.
Amen.
As liberal Democrats say, three of them go around with you. So I thank the Lord that merciful that he sends the word so that we can examine ourselves and get it right.
Amen.
Truly
and
blessed.
I thank God for Luke chapter 6, 28, verse 1. It said, bless them that curse you.
Uh-huh.
And pray for them which despitefully use you. And, you know, we can easily pray for those that we love, those that we concerned about, those that's in our family. But can we pray for those that we know that have talked about us, lied on us, those that have cursed us, those that have done wrong to us in our ministries? And that's where God wants us. When you have that love, you can put all that aside and love them in spite of what they're doing, in spite of what they're trying to do. That's when you have that love, you can do that. So I thank God, because it was a time that I ain't going to bless nobody. I'm going to tell you, I wasn't there. Bless nobody that cursed me, nobody that talked about my ministry, nobody that did anything wrong. But it wasn't about me. I had to learn it wasn't about me. It's all about God. It's all about his glory. And when we kill ourselves, we die daily. We should die daily. When we kill ourselves and search ourselves and begin to love ourselves and begin to love God and love God's people, we can bless those. We can pray for those that spitefully used us, those that talked about us, those that lied on us, those that did us wrong. And that's where God wants us to get our hearts right, have a heart circumcision, get our hearts right, get our minds right, where we can just be caught up in him. So I thank God, because it was a time that, I wanted to give this message, but God said I couldn't give it because my heart wasn't right, my mind wasn't right, my spirit wasn't right. So I thank God, and I'm asking him to work on me not even every day, every minute. I need him to work on me every day, because I want to go into worship even more. I just want to love him even more. I just want to fall in love with him even more. I want to learn about him even more. I want to get in the word even more to learn about him even more. I want to get lost in him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank God.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was a time that when no people cursed me, Pastor B, and did me wrong, I would get them back. Hallelujah. But this is the hour that we got to leave all alone. And I thank God for you, Pastor B. I thank God for each and every one of you that you know how to pray for those that despitefully use, those ones that did you wrong. Because, see, God's going to deal with them. This battle is not ours. It's the Lord's. And I don't know why I'm saying this. It's for somebody. This battle is not ours. It's the Lord's. Hallelujah. So I thank God for each and every one. I thank God for the elder. I don't know him, but I thank God for him coming on and bringing forth a word. Every time he comes on, he brings forth a powerful word. So I thank God that he took out the time to even come on to hear something that God has said through me. And I just want to tell him that God is going to take him
even higher, and God is going to use him even higher. Just continue to let God do what he needs to do through you and with you. And we are praying for you and your family. God bless you.
Amen. He's Elder William Caldwell.
Yes, I think he might have went off. I don't know if he's on, but, yeah, that was for him, Elder.
Yeah, Caldwell. Okay, Vandis Bernard.
Amen.
Amen. Back to you.
Okay, I asked Prophetess Darlene to close us on out with prayer. We're done. God bless you all. Have a beautiful weekend.
Praise God. Hallelujah, God, we thank you. We thank you because you are a shepherd and we shall not want. We thank you because we do have the love of you, God. We thank you for what you're doing in our life, God. We thank you for your word, God, on today. We thank you for your word all week, God. We thank you, God, hallelujah. Let us hide it in our hearts, God. Let us hide it in our minds, God, what you want us to do, God. Here we are, God, just saying have your way in our life, God, each and every day, God. Lord, let us continue to examine ourselves, God, in the name of Jesus, that you be glorified. We thank you, God, for those souls that's going to come into the kingdom from us, God. Oh, God, we ask that we continue to put our hands to the plow, God, and continue to do what you have called us to do, God, in the name of Jesus. Let us not waste time because we're running out of time. You're soon to come back, God, and you're looking for a church without a spot of wrinkles. Let us continue to be ready. God, prepare our hearts, prepare our minds and spirits to be ready even more, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, let us continue to walk in the spirit and not in the flesh. Continue to walk by faith and not by sight, God. Let us continue to stay focused on you, God. Let us continue to stay in the move of you, God. And we just thank you, God. God, as we hang up from this line, let us not depart from you, God. Let us continue to stay in your will. Let us continue to stay in your presence, God. Let us continue to stay in your anointing, God. Oh, God, continue to give us a rhema experience in you, God. Continue to give us an outpouring of your spirit. Even as we hang up, God, let us continue to be filled with you, God. We ask you to continue to touch evangelist, God, as she's watching those children, God. We ask that the anointing fall fresh on them, God. We ask them that she continue to be a living example unto you, God. We ask that you continue to guide, lead her in the name of Jesus. We thank you for taking her in as deep, God. We thank you for what you're doing in her life, God. Continue to stir up and activate her gifts, God, even more, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you continue to keep Sister Ruby, God. Continue to keep her in your presence, God. Continue to anoint her even more, God. Oh, God, continue to do a new thing in her, God, in the name of Jesus. Breathe on her even now, God. We just thank you, God. We just praise you right now, God. We just magnify your name right now. Hallelujah. We exalt you, God. Oh, God, continue to touch Pastor B, God, and her ministry, God. And, God, as she continues to teach your people about you, God, you continue to pour into her, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you continue to touch Sister T, God. We ask you to continue to move by your might in her life, God. Continue to order her footsteps in you, God. We ask that you touch Elder Cartwright, Cardwell, and his family, God. Continue to move in his life, God. Continue to strengthen him, God. Continue to have your way in his life, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. As he go in your word, give him deeper revelation, God. Give him deeper wisdom, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for Amy, God. We ask you to continue to keep her, God. We ask you to continue to stir up even more, God. We thank you for, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God. We ask you to touch Minister Liver Democrat, God, while he's traveling, God. We ask that you continue to move in his life, God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to give him a rhema word, God, from you, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to touch each and every one that's connected on this ministry, each and every visitor that came on today, God. We ask, God, that you continue to meet them even through the weekend, God. I'm asking for an outpouring of your spirit, hallelujah, to be on them, God, in the name of Jesus. Outpouring of your spirit to be on everyone that was connected on this line today, God, in the name of Jesus. Everyone that's born in the archives, touch Sister Albertine, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the love. The word was, what does love have to do with it? Everything when it's in Christ, God. We thank you for her love that she's in you, God, in the name of Jesus. Keep her focused, God. Keep her in your word, God. Keep her praying, God. Keep her focused on you, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to touch Sister Cammie, God. We ask that you continue to keep her, God. We ask, God, those that we don't hear from, God. Oh, God, those that we don't hear from on the line, we ask them for your blood covering to be upon them, God. We ask that you strengthen them, God. We proclaim right now peace and joy in their life, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We praise you, God. We give you the honor. Hallelujah. We give you all the glory. Hallelujah. And it is so. in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And it is so. Hallelujah. We just lift you up right now. Hallelujah. Sister Ruby, just lift your hand right now and just praise God. Just take a minute to worship God. I see a woman holding up their hand, and I kept hearing tell Sister Ruby to lift her hand. Hallelujah. And just praise him. Hallelujah. God is doing something in you even now. God is working some things out through you even now. He's letting some things go. He's moving some things out of you. Hallelujah. Oh, God, right now I ask you to touch her from the crown of her head to the bottom of her feet as she raised her hand to you, God, as she surrendered to you, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to breathe on her, God, in the name of Jesus. Those things, when they come back, we come against oppression and depression. We come against those things that try to come back in our life to tell her to leave the line or not to connect with you, God, or not to connect with us, God, or not whatever is going on, God. We ask that you continue to rain on her, God, continue to keep her, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the love that she has for your people, the love that she has for you, God. But I'm asking you to give her even greater love, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, stir her gifts up even more, God. Let her get back out there, and God, begin to witness, God. Let her get back out there and do what you have called her to do, God. Oh, the souls that's required to her hand. Hallelujah. And only she can get them, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, the word is that she has in her mouth for those souls. They're waiting for her. Hallelujah. I hear God say they're waiting for you. Hallelujah. So, God, let her begin to go out. Show her where to go, God. Show her what side to cast her net to. Hallelujah. Show her where to go, God. Show her what to say, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, God. We praise you right now, God. We magnify you right now. Hallelujah. We exalt you right now for being done, God. We thank you that you're ordering her footsteps in you, God, because you said a good man, a good woman's footsteps are ordered by you. God, we thank you that you're ordering our footsteps, God. We thank you that you're directing our path, God. Hallelujah. We don't want to be directed by a man, woman, or boy, or girl. We want to be directed by you, God. And we, God, we ask you to direct her path, God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, she has been through some things. Yes, she is hurting over her daughter. But, God, let her move on, God. Her daughter want to move on. We want her to move on. Most of all, you wanted to move on. You have a great work for her to do. Hallelujah. She has not even begun to touch the surface, I hear. You said she has not even begun to move into what you have called us move into by Sunday and into. So we thank you right now, God, and it is so, God. And we praise you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God, I ask that you, those that need to bridle their tongue, teach them when they bridle their tongue. Those that need to speak, teach them when to speak, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God, we thank you. Let us not be out of time. Let us not be out of order, God, but let us do what you have called us to do in these last days, God, because we are running out of time. And we love you, God, in the name of Jesus. We do pray. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 And it is so. Hallelujah. God bless you all. God bless you all.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, because you have the victory, Sister Ruby. Hallelujah. Victory over the enemy. Victory over the circumstance. Victory over the situation. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Y'all lines are open. Hallelujah. You want to lift the Lord up before we close out. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continue to be in my mouth. Hallelujah. I shall praise God. Hallelujah. In season and out of season. Hallelujah. I shall worship you, God. Hallelujah. In spirit and truth, God. I thank you right now, God. We bless you right now, God. We magnify you right now, God. We exalt you right now, God. Hallelujah, because you are the true living God. We thank you right now. We don't praise things and people. But we praise you right now, God. We exalt you right now, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. We lift you up, God. We thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. If we had 1,000 tongues, we couldn't praise you enough, God. We bless your holy name, God. We exalt you, God. We just say thank you, God. Thank you for keeping us, God. Thank you for being a way maker. Thank you for being a bridge over troubled water. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We bless your holy name, God. We worship you, God. We thank you, God, for who you are, God. We thank you for what you have done. We thank you for what you're going to do. We thank you, God. Hallelujah, God. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
We ask that you touch God, hallelujah, tonight. We ask that you move, God. We ask that you touch Mother God. We ask that you continue to keep her, God. God, Mother Charity, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you continue to move for God and continue to keep her praying, God. Bless her prayer ministry, God. Oh, God, we thank you. We bless your name, God. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised at all times. Oh, we bless your name. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. I lift you, oh God. Hey, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. We're calling on you, Jesus. Jesus, lily of the valley, bright morning star, Jesus, 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 we need you, Jesus, we love you, Jesus, 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 oh, Jesus, 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 hallelujah, glory to your name, God, oh, God, we praise you, God, oh, God, we lift you up, God. Oh, God, we thank you. Oh, God, we love you, God. Hallelujah. We adore you, God. Oh, God, we need you now, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Stir up in the God. Hallelujah. Activate in the God. Hallelujah. Let the fire of God come down upon her. Hallelujah. When the fire comes down, it'll destroy you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let it consume, God. Everything in us is not like you, God. I'll bring your fire down. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory. Woo! Glory. Glory. Jesus. None of my wash, none of my feet. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, no last Sunday. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Jesus. Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Huh. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Thank
you, Jesus. Oh, we bless your name, God. Thank you. Thank you, God.
Oh,
yes. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Thank you,
God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
You be glorified in my life, God.
Jesus.
My life, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. You're sweet, God. You're sweet, God. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Hallelujah. There's none like you, God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Thank you.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
All over this building, let's lift our hands in the presence of the Lord. We're going to worship Him.
Yes.
The Bible declares that we are to worship Him in the beauty of holiness.
Hallelujah.
I want every hand lifted. If you want to close your eyes, go ahead and close them. But I want you to focus upon Jesus now. For He alone is worthy to be worshipped and worthy to be adored. Can I get an amen on that? Can I get an amen on that? The Bible records in Matthew chapter 2 and verse number 11. It says, when the wise men came to the place where baby Jesus was, it says, when they saw Him, they fell down and worshipped Him. Everybody say, fell down. They bowed down and they worshipped Him. And the scripture says, and then their treasures were opened, and they presented unto Him gifts. And therein is a glorious revelation of the Spirit. And it is this, that when you and I will humble ourselves and begin to worship, the treasure that is in this earthen vessel begins to open up. Somebody say yes. And the gifts of the Spirit of God that are within us begin to flow. I believe if we will worship God with our whole heart, our whole spirit and soul, God's presence and power will begin to move in this place. People can be healed and delivered even while we're worshiping and recording. Does anybody believe that with me? I want you to lift up your hands now and begin to lift up your voices. That's right. Just begin to open your own mouth and begin to worship Him. Out of your spirit, just begin to bless His holy name. If He's done anything for you, just begin to worship. Just begin to worship. That's right. Begin to worship. Begin to bless His name. Begin to bless His name. Come on and bless His name.
Come on, worship.
Bow down and worship Him. Worship Him. Oh, worship Him. Bow down and worship Him. Enter in. Oh, enter in. Oh,
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Praise the Lord, Ruby. God bless you. Have a blessed weekend.
God bless you too, the prophet.
God bless you, Evangelist. Have a blessed weekend. God bless everybody. Blessed weekend.
God bless. Ooh. Lord have mercy. God bless.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right, I'm going on now. God bless you.
And we're going to close out. Evangelist Bernard, tune in tomorrow to a time, what is it? Okay, God bless everybody. We're going to close out. We can get this thing out.